Welcome to Dan Malloy's Personal Power Blueprint Podcast. Get ready to up your communication and commitment game. Hear from those who have succeeded using Dan's program. And now, here's Dan Malloy.
Good morning. Uncle Dan here, coming to you from our studios up here in Park Ridge, New Jersey, not far from New York City. And the Blueprint for Personal Power, that's the title of this of my podcast. And so I want to talk a little bit about why we're on the planet today. That's what this topic is going to be, the first piece of it. Then we're going to call up, we're going to get a colleague of mine on the line with us, Mr. Randy Cowley. You're going to like to hear from him. And some of the topics, before I jump into it, some of the topics we're going to cover on this podcast going forward are the things like the source of personal power. And also my book that's coming out soon, I call The Blueprint for Personal Power, where we really get into the details of it. We're also going to talk a topic about the caveman story. I want to share that with you at some point over the next few weeks. The caveman story is all about commitment and the role of commitment in life. And then I'm going to do a session on how to articulate commitment, because it's really, really, really important to see that the source of personal power is your ability to articulate commitment. And how do people do that? And we can, in that session, we're going to look at examples from history. We're also going to talk a lot about communication as we move forward, because really the foundation for life, the foundation for human beings, is their ability to communicate or inability to communicate. And both sides of that equation. I also want to talk about spend time talking about fear. Because fear is really, really, really important, I think, for most people. Anyway, those are some of the topics, and we'll be inventing and creating them as we go forward. I want to talk about why we're on the planet. Having a why we're on the planet is really, really, really important. Getting in touch with your why. You know, there's books out about that. Simon Sinek wrote a book. I forget the title of it, but I know it's about why, discovering your why or something like that. Simon Sinek's a great philosopher and YouTube sensation. You could check him out. Anyway, I can remember from the time I was like 5 years old, from the earliest I can remember, I always had this vision in my head that I was going to be in front of large groups of people, motivating, speaking, and always from the earliest possible memories that I've had. And I don't know where they came from. But gradually, I look back at my life now, I'm 68, and I look back at my life, and there's been a series of events, starting from the time when I was about 40 up until now, where I've really started to work on, over the last almost 30 years, really work on my chops, if you will, being comfortable being in front of the room, being comfortable singing, which I do. Being comfortable performing the national anthem, being comfortable leading, giving motivational speeches and motivational talks. And so it's been a series of activities, you know, and I think, and so for this earliest vision, and I'm sharing this with you because I think it's fascinating in the world of communication that here I have this vision at the age of 5, 6, 7 years of age. And here it is now playing out in my life in a big way. I mean, on a regular basis, I'm in front of large groups of people. I do, in the last 3 years, I've done almost 2,000 podcasts, not podcasts, little webinars every week, talking with people and motivating people. I give classroom sessions all the time now. You know, and here we are doing these podcasts because I want to get the message out about personal power and about the fact that everybody out there has unlimited personal power to accomplish and achieve what they want to achieve if they're able to articulate their commitment and articulate what it is they're on the planet to do. That's why understanding your why is so important. You know, so we're getting to the point now, I think, where we want to get a hold of my colleague and friend, Randy Callie. Randy's an interesting guy. I'll introduce him when he gets on the podcast with us here, and we'll go from there.
Malloy Sales Development turns companies into commitment-based operations and their employees into commitment-based people, because commitment for human beings is the foundation for everything. And in business, it's mission critical, because the only time commerce happens in any company is when commitments are exchanged internally among employees and externally with customers and vendors. Visit us at www.malloysales.com.
Hello, everybody. Uncle Dan here again, and we're back. This time I have my friend, my good friend and colleague for 3 years, Mr. Randy Callie, on the line with us. I want to talk with you about, I can help you with that, because I want to leave people today with something that they can incorporate into their lives from the minute they hear this today, from this day forward, that they can start to become, I can help you with that, human beings. And because we know it's powerful. And I would love for you, for some of your thoughts on exactly, you know, what that means for you in your life, in business, personal life, et cetera, now that you are Randy has become the poster child for I can help you with that throughout the world. Literally, the poster child.
I guess it's a good thing. I would want to call it a good thing.
Yes.
Okay. I think one of the things that probably impacted me the most when I came into this this ideal that you presented to me several years ago was the fact that we're all here to put on this earth to help people. You know, we all have that feeling. I think everybody understands that what we say when we say we're all put here to help. We do it in different ways. But to be able to actually tell someone that you've never met before, that you don't know what color their eyes are because you haven't seen them, you don't know what color hair they are, you don't know what skin tone they are, you don't know anything about them. But when they ask you for something and you're able to say, I can help you with that, is a very powerful, very personal event for me. And I hope to be able to pass that on to other people as I continue on the rest of my life. The thing is that this learning how to say it and say it with the right amount of understanding and compassion, that in itself is a remarkable thing to accomplish. And I think that as we continue on and I begin to try to master it the way you have been, is to be able to say those words and then articulate the thought process so you can help them, really is an impactful thing. And like I say again, that's one of my goals, is to continue on this process for as long as I'm here.
Well, I really like what you said, that you realize at this point in your life that we all are on the planet, I believe, that we are all on the planet to help other people. And that's the only reason we're here, you know, because we can't live alone. We don't live in a cave off by ourselves. We live with other people. We work with other people. So doesn't it make sense then that we are on the planet to help, to help other people?
I think everybody goes to in the world doing it sometimes and never really thinking about it. They never really think about what they're actually accomplishing from the time they get up in the morning to the time they go to bed at night, what they've accomplished, what their really purpose is. And they never put it together. I think, and the biggest part is that we've said this and you've said it more clearly than anybody, is we're not taught this in school. We're not taught how to understand what we're really here for. And that is to commit to somebody that I can help you.
I think you said something that's really, really powerful. The notion of blindness, you know, when I think that many people wake up and they go about their life and they're not conscious that they're really on, they're not in touch with their why. They're not in touch with the fact that, you know, they're on the planet to help other people. They may be doing it, but they're doing it unconsciously. You know, I think there's something very powerful in being able to bring your consciousness to what you're doing and bring some design to it. You know, it's like I look at the business that you're in, you know, the auto repair and tire business. And I know, and I've been in that business for 21 years. I've met, I don't know how many tens of thousands of people in the business, how many thousands of people I've trained and worked with. And I could say that most people that I've met over the years have really want to do good work, want to be successful, most of them, right? And
right.
But I think most are unconscious about how to go about it. And most have been unconscious about design, any kind of design as it relates to, you know, okay, you wake up in the morning and you open your eyes and you got your day staring you right in the face, right? Here's the day. It's today.
Right.
How am I going to go to market? How am I going to communicate with everybody I run into today? What's my mission? And how am I going to do it?
You know, Dan, too, the thing is that you can open up, let's talk about my world that we live in, and I've lived in for the last 50 years. The thing is that we wake up every day, like you said, and we go into a world of our world, and everybody has their own world, whether it be in the real estate industry or whatever you're doing. And mine just happens to be automotive industry. And you can open up any magazine, any trade magazine that's related to anything that you do. There's always a magazine for doctors and dentists and real estate people and everything. And there's some successful people that's going to be inside that magazine. And a lot of times the successful people that are in that magazine, they have completed their life doing what they do, and they've done a very good job of it. And I would be willing to say this, what you said, is they did it without the consciousness of thinking about them waking up in the morning going, I'm going out to help people every day. That's what I'm doing. And they don't really put it together. Now, the challenge is passing that on to the next generation. To the next generation that comes in behind them, that comes in to take their place, to be there when they're not there. How do you do that? How do you comprehend that to the other people?
Well,
how do you get them to understand it?
I think you're in a perfect position as a trainer and coach inside your company, you know, as I am as a trainer and coach. But you know, to when you work with people to try to open the possibility that they could see that
exactly.
The way they think. The way they communicate, well, thinking is a type of communication, right? The thought process you allow inside your head, or the thought process you harbor in your head is self-communication. But that type of communication and also the communication that we generate and cause to go out into the world, you know, as I'm speaking now, people are hearing it, and it's making a difference. It's making an impact on people, you know, and I don't, I'm certain about this. I don't think most people realize as they go about their day that when they communicate, it's having an impact on whoever they're communicating with. Like meaning that it's having a physical impact on them, right? As I'm speaking now to you, this my sound waves that I'm generating, and you know, with my vocal cords are going through the phone lines and going into your ears and having an impact on your body. Really?
Oh, absolutely.
And this
turns into an emotional event because you get so passionate about the fact that you believe in what you're doing for your employees, the people around you, their customers, everybody involved, and you get it very passionate and emotional about that fact. So when you really realize what you're here for, and you know, and like I'm looking at the wall in the office here where I'm sitting, and on the wall, we have a big phrase on the wall, and it says the most dangerous phrase in the language is, we've always done it this way. You know, so it's very dangerous to think that way, and you'll catch yourself going, we have always done it that way, but that doesn't mean we can't change.
Right.
And so, yeah, so it's a very dangerous phrase to get used to having in your mind is we've always done it this way. Yeah. So, yeah.
What do you think about why you're on the planet now at this point? You're 60. How old are you? 61?
61. Be 62 in April.
When's your birth? When's your birthday?
End of April, April 30th.
Oh, I'm April 5th.
Huh. You start at the beginning, I'll end.
I'm going to be 69. I can't believe it. I don't know. Well, I'll tell you what, growing
I'm going to catch you eventually.
growing old is an obligation, but growing up is an option. You know, it's
optional. That's true. That is true. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's good.
Why are you on the planet? What are you on the planet for at this point in your life?
I am on the planet, like you said. I really believe I'm just here to help people, but in a way that today the legacy, I guess you say, like you said, I'm 61, you're 69. My biggest drive is when I see a guy coming into this industry thinking he's got a plan for his future and being able to guide him in a different direction than what he thought. Everybody from the our loot techs or oil changers all the way up to our managers, our assistant managers, today it was, let's put it this way, 5, 6, 8 years ago, it was just come in, let's just go to work and make it work. Today it's an entirely different thing. Today it's let's figure out how to make you the most powerful individual that you can possibly be. While you're in my presence, I want you to be that individual.
What kind of impact? Well, that's huge. It's a different way of looking at things. I agree. I think that we're on the planet, A, to help people, but if you're a business owner, operator, that you're on the planet to develop people. You're in the people development business first, right? Before you're even in the business that you're in, you're in the business of trying to figure out how to develop people, especially this day and age, because there's so few people out there to recruit, right? So you better be in the business of developing people. That's very interesting. What kind of impact has that had on your staff overall?
I grew up with the people that inspired me. But, you know, you don't get that in the everyday world. You have people around you, but they're not just around you for a short period of time. And every time you meet somebody, you're inspired by them, maybe because they said something that was wise to you, that stuck out in your mind, and was smart, intelligent. And then they leave your sight. They go home. They leave you. But to come into an environment daily with that attitude and be able to bring that compassion and the passion to be able to want people around you to learn, not just your way, but the way that they should react to other people is a very powerful thing to me. It just brings out a lot of energy in me daily. It's something that I might not have at 61 years old, being in it this long, if I hadn't found this language of commitment that we talk about.
Right. Well, it's funny how we got started together. I know that, you know, I was talking down at the conference in New Orleans, and Danny Smith heard my talk.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, he walked up to me right after the talk, and he said, this language of commitment thing that you're talking about, I'm in all the way. Let's do it.
That's him. That's the way he walks.
That's the way he walks, right? So he heard something he liked, and he jumped in. Now, what is it that you guys were looking for? I mean, it's like interesting that you were looking, and all of a sudden I come along and, you found it. In what my message is, about language and communication and commitment and everything. But what was it?
I think what I was looking for, what we were looking for as a company, naturally, I was running one of the biggest stores he had at that time. And I couldn't leave the store. I was managing that store. And even though he began to add on additional locations, I was very frustrated that all of us were not talking the same language. I didn't call it the language of commitment at that time.
Right.
I just called it language. We weren't speaking the same. So one store would be speaking a different way than I would be speaking, and I might be putting myself out there, and they'd not put themselves out there. And it was very frustrating for me. And Danny knew that. And Danny came home after that conference. And I remember being in my office, and he wrote something down on my desk, said, check this out. You got to check this guy out right here. And it was you, of course. And so I got on there, and after looking at about 15 minutes, 10 or 15 minutes, I go, this is it. I turned to him, I said, this is it. This is what we've been looking for. I remember saying this, if this guy doesn't know how to teach us how to do that, we got to figure it out ourselves, because this is the answer to what we've been looking for. So that's how we actually got started. I got very excited about it from the beginning, because it's something I felt was mandatory, necessary, as you grow and you expand, whether you stay in one location or you expand into multiple locations, you have to learn how to teach this language.
Well, it's interesting. It's interesting. I think this might be a good point for us to end this discussion right now, but there's going to be many, many, many more as we roll out our podcast, Randy, on this topic. But, you know, one of the biggest things, and, you know, I was a partner in a company with 104 auto repair and tire stores. And I've worked in the obviously auto repair and tire business, car dealerships. I've worked with in my consulting business, worked in the propane industry, in the water industry, in the glass industry, in the paint industry, and in financial services, and all that kind of good stuff. And so, all those different industries. Now, the thing they all have in common is that the people show up every day on the job, and they want to do what's right. The problem is that in companies like Same Day or my ProCare operation, when we got that, we had 1,000 employees, right? And every one of these employees shows up and they want to do the best they can do, I believe.
Uh-huh.
The problem is that there's no standards for how to communicate. There's no models that you can hold up and say, okay, this is how we do it here at Same Day. Now you have that.
Uh-huh.
You guys have that. And I didn't have it when I had the ProCare operation, 1,000 employees. And so I look at that as being my mission is to help companies. One of my missions is to help companies establish clear standards for what it means to communicate effectively inside the business and in personal life too, so that there's a design. I mean, we go back to what we were talking about before, that there's a design to it. When people open their mouth, it's not just that stuff comes out of it. It's that there's really is a design to what you're trying to do whenever you communicate. You know,
exactly. And that's what's happened. That's what's happened here at Same Day. It's an ongoing process. We're constantly we get excited about it when we see it happening. Of course, you know, we know it's happening, and the guys get excited about it. And that's what's most important, is they get very excited about it when they realize that they're speaking the language of commitment.
And they realize, and they can see, they see now that there's words, yes, the words coming out of their mouth, and yes, there's lots of energy associated with it, but they see the result out there in the world, with their customers and everything, and their family life.
Right.
It would be interesting for me to survey every one of the guys that's been in the program for 2 or 3 years and ask them what kind of impact, you know, this whole thought process and this training and coaching has had on their personal lives. You know, do you have any feedback on that?
Well, as far as personal life impact of this, absolutely. Yeah. Not only has it made me stronger, not, you know, just with the family in general, but the employees have reported to me, and I think even to you many times, it has actually changed their stress level on the job and even at home and even when they're dealing with other things. And like I said, this is not just something you can use in the workplace. This is a language that once you understand what you're doing and what it means to people to hear you say those words, and I think people don't even realize they want to hear it till you say it, and then they go, I like the way that sounded. It's because they want it, and it makes everybody just more solid in their commitments and their relationships with whoever it might be.
Great feedback. You know, you mentioned another thing I think that's really important is the idea of stress. You know, and I actually wrote an article about that for Tire Review Magazine recently about stress. And, I mean, think about this for a second. Before we started doing all this design work around language and communication in the business, Danny reported, and you report, there's a lot of stress, right? But the stress levels now are less, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
Much less.
I'm just as relaxed right now as I could possibly be, knowing that I've got guys that are saying and doing what I expect them to say and do to help our customers right below me as I sit upstairs.
Here's my point. As we've been doing this work, and we've analyzed lots and lots and lots of phone calls and worked with lots of clients over the last 20 years, I'm certain that one source of stress is having to show up on the job every day or in life and not really having your hands on the controls. It's like saying to someone, yes, you have to play the piano on Sunday. There's going to be 10,000 people in the show, and you have to play a song on the piano. And you don't know how to do it, but you have to do it, right? It's stressful. Uh-huh. It's stressful when you have to do something that you're not skilled at doing, right? And so that's why you guys were looking. You're looking for a way to teach and train and coach people, a way to eliminate the stress, and you found it. And so I'm here to report is, in my studied opinion, is that one source of stress is this whole idea of that you have to do something every day of your life that you're not that good at and you don't understand how to do it. And that's, to me, what I mean by that is how to communicate effectively. Most people don't have any idea how to do that really well, you know, but they have to do it.
Well,
does that make sense what I'm saying? Does that make sense, Randy, what I'm saying?
Sure, the anxiety kicks in, with that comes the stress that they've got to perform because we've hired them to perform. You know, when you said for some reason, the image of my grandson, recently I got a picture, and he was climbing one of those climbing walls, you know, and he was up near the top. My daughter sent it to me. Just amazing to watch him be able to do that. I said, man, I'd love to be able to do that, you know. But I said, I used to climb like a squirrel up a tree. And I tried it a few years ago, and I couldn't do it. It wasn't that I was afraid. It was just that I didn't have the ability anymore to do that. So for some reason, that popped into my mind when you said that, you know, just to be able to let him see him do that, I think that I will be able to help him in the future.
I can't get this picture out of my head of you climbing this tree like a squirrel.
I know.
I'm sorry. It's stuck in my head.
I mean, that's the way I love. I'm not scared of heights, and he neither is he. His mom is scared to death of heights, but he is just he is an amazing kid, and it just popped in my mind when you said that. Yeah.
Hey, listen, Randy, I appreciate you, my brother, and we'll talk over the next few days, I'm sure. This has been very, very enlightening for me being
Absolutely.
Here with you as usual. And
thank you for having me, Dan. I just want to say again, this is my first podcast I've ever been on. So maybe in the future,
we're going to do a lot of it. Believe me, we'll do a lot of it because you know, I really appreciate you and what you're up to, and appreciate our partnership. And we'll catch up with you again in the very near future. All right, pal.
Thank you, Dan.
Have a great
Thank
day.
You very
Be
much.
Good.
Dan Malloy's Personal Power Blueprint is a game changer. This podcast is designed to open the door to unlimited personal power by teaching you how to communicate more effectively and to sell more. It's based on a philosophy Dan developed called the language of commitment. Listen and subscribe at www.malloysales.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Uncle Dan here again. And in this final segment, I just want to share with you what we'll be talking about the next podcast. You know, I believe, I'm certain about this, that we are all on the planet to produce results one way or the other. I mean, in your personal life and your business life and fitness and health and with your family and in some ways, hopefully, to leave a legacy behind. Let me put it this way. For me, it's like when I go, I want people to say, wow, you know, that this guy left some footprints in the sand, as they say, you know, or left a legacy behind of some interesting stuff, you know, some interesting podcasts, some videos, some music, you know, that we produce, some written material. So next time, what I want to do is share with you the process of writing my first book, which I've completed. It's in editing now, the title is titled Blueprint for Personal Power, and it's a roadmap of a journey, my journey, being from not being powerful, not understanding how to communicate, to having some teachers and mentors that taught me a lot about communication and how I was able to wrap that up and turn that into a company and a business and a program that's impacted the lives of thousands of people. One of Randy you just heard, he's one of them. He's my poster child for the work that I do. He's a really articulate and smart man. But again, that's an example of what I'm talking about. You know, it's like for me personally, anyway, I'm here on the planet to leave behind something for other people, and to make an impact on companies and their employees. And the book is an outreach. The book is not specifically geared towards any industry. Obviously, it's just about people. And because one of the things I find is that a lot of the gurus that are out there, the self-help gurus, don't really point to the mechanisms for making the kinds of dramatic changes that are possible. You know, and I'm certain, I've studied this stuff for 40 years, I'm certain that people, everybody out there, if you're living and breathing, has the capacity for unlimited personal power. And the book, the title of it, the blueprint for personal power, will take you on a roadmap and show you the actual source and how to develop it and how to develop your own personal power along the way. And again, I go back to what Randy and I were talking about. If you're an owner-operator of a business, that, again, because there's such low unemployment out there, that you better be in the business of developing your people. And you have to know how to do it. And it's a tough position to be in. You're trying to run a business, and you're hiring people that are perhaps unskilled, that don't know how to communicate, that don't know the business, but they're the only ones out there, and you have to hire them. What do you do? How do you teach, train, and coach them in quickly in ways that make sense? So we'll talk about the book. We'll talk about the book next time and my journey in writing. It's taken a few years, but we're basically done with it and just editing it. So without further ado, I just want to say thank you. You can also check out more about my business by going to MolloySales.com. That's MolloySales.com. Okay, and look forward to hearing from you. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast, and we'll catch you on the rebound.